Chapter 3. Vehicle Equipment and Safety. Operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Any person who will operate a vehicle, not his own, without the consent of the owner, and with intent to temporarily deprive the owner of his possession of such vehicle, without intent to steal the vehicle, will be guilty of a misdemeanor. Under Idaho law, you may not drive any vehicle that is mechanically unsafe. If your vehicle needs repairs, lacks vital equipment, or presents some other danger, you are responsible for correcting the problem. Idaho does not require an annual safety inspection, but if you are stopped by a police officer who finds your vehicle is unsafe or lacks proper equipment, the officer may issue you a citation. Required equipment. Brakes. All vehicles must have two brake systems designed so that if one fails, the other still works. Foot brakes must stop a vehicle that is traveling 20 miles per hour on dry pavement within a distance of 25 feet. The emergency or parking brake must stop the vehicle within 55 feet under similar conditions, and must hold the car stationary on a hill when parked. Headlights. Two headlamps, with high and low beams, are required and must be aimed to light the road without blinding oncoming drivers. High beams must allow the driver to see people and vehicles at least 350 feet away. Low beams must light the roadway at least 100 feet ahead. Must not cover headlights with any reflective, opaque, or non-transparent material. Stop or brake lights. All motor vehicles must have functioning red or amber brake lights visible for at least 100 feet to the rear in normal sunlight. Brake lights must be designed to come on when you apply the foot brake. Keep the brake light lenses clean. Taillights. Vehicles built before January 1, 1956, and motorcycles must have at least one red light mounted on the rear. All other motor vehicles, trailers, and semi-trailers must have at least two red lights mounted on the left and right rear, visible from 500 feet to the rear. Turn signals. All motor vehicles built after January 1, 1955, must have flashing electric left and right turn signals on the front and rear with a switch that can be controlled by the driver and be visible from 100 feet. The front signals must be white or amber and the rear signals must be red or amber. Tires. Each tire should have at least 2/32 or more of tread. Horns. All motor vehicles must have a horn that can be heard at least 200 feet away. Horns with unreasonably loud or harsh sounds are prohibited. Windows and windshields must be made of approved safety glass. Be replaced when damage to the glass obstructs the driver's view. Be kept free of signs or stickers not required by law. Not be blocked by any object placed or hung in the vehicle. Be kept free of frost, snow, dirt, or anything else that obscures the driver's visibility. Not be treated with a mirror surface or other substance that makes them difficult to see through, even from the outside. Windshield wipers. All motor vehicles must be equipped with wipers to keep the windshield clear of rain, snow, or other moisture. Mirrors. All motor vehicles must have a rear-view mirror that provides a view of the highway for at least 200 feet to the rear. If a load or trailer obscures the driver's normal view through the rear window, the vehicle must have two additional mirrors, one on each side of the vehicle. If no rear-view mirror is present, then they must have two side mirrors, one left, one right. Mufflers. All motor vehicles must have a muffler that is in good working order and prevents loud or unusual noise. Fenders and flaps. All motor vehicles, trailers and semi-trailers must have fenders, wheel covers or flaps to prevent mud, water or other material from being thrown from the wheels up onto other vehicles. Child restraints are required. Automobile crashes are the leading cause of death for American children over 1 year of age. Some 1,500 children die in auto crashes each year. Another 100,000 are injured. Most of these deaths and injuries can be avoided if parents take the time to buckle their children into an approved child restraint system. Idaho law requires anyone carrying children 6 years of age or younger in a non-commercial motor vehicle to properly protect children in approved child car safety seats. The law applies to cars manufactured with car safety belts after January 1, 1966. Proper protection means using approved safety seats, seats that meet federal safety standards. Fitting children snugly into safety seats with the straps that are attached to the seat. Securing safety seats to the vehicle. Using safety seats on every trip. Additional recommendations for child seat use from National Highway Traffic Safety Administration include the following. Always read child seat manufacturer's instructions and the vehicle owner's manual for important information on height and weight limits, and how to properly install the car seat using the seat belt or the latch, lower anchors and tethers for children, system. All children younger than 13 years should ride in the back seat. Children in rear-facing car seats should never ride in front of an active passenger airbag. View National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new child restraint guidelines. Seat belts and shoulder straps. Idaho law requires all occupants to wear safety belts and/or shoulder straps when riding in a motor vehicle equipped with these devices by the factory. Studies by the NHTSA show that when worn, safety belts reduce your chances of serious injury in an auto crash by 50%. Are 60 to 70% effective in preventing fatalities in auto crashes. Safety belts also help drivers maintain control of their car on winding or rough roads or when trying to avoid a collision. Warning: when it is hot outside, do not leave children or pets in an unattended vehicle. Equipment not allowed. Red or blue emergency lights. These are authorized for emergency vehicles only. Sirens, bells, and whistles. Any muffler cut out or bypass that makes the exhaust system amplify or increase noise. More than two spotlights. More than two auxiliary lights in front. More than two fog lights in front. More than two cowl or fender lights. Studded snow tires. Studded snow tires may be used only from October 1 to April 30. Some years, the Idaho Transportation Department adjusts the dates due to weather conditions. Other laws you need to know. Lights. Headlamps and tail lamps must be lighted from sunset to sunrise and when poor visibility makes them necessary for safety. Headlamps must be dimmed 500 feet before meeting and 200 feet before overtaking another vehicle. When lights are needed for driving, use headlamps, not parking lights. Keep windows and windshield clear. Windows and windshields must be kept clean of signs, posters, and stickers except those required by law. You must also clean windows of ice, snow, or dirt before driving to ensure that you have maximum visibility in all directions. Obstructing driver's view. It is illegal for passengers or freight to obstruct a driver's view or interfere with operation of a vehicle. Overhanging loads. When vehicle loads extend 4 feet or more beyond the rear of a vehicle, a red flag at least 18 inches square must be displayed at the end of the load. At night, the flag must be replaced by a red light visible for at least 500 feet. The vehicle's load must not extend outside the fenders on the left side or more than 6 inches outside the fenders on the right. Reckless driving. You must not recklessly drive a vehicle with willful disregard for the safety of people or property either on a public road or private property. Inattentive driving. While driving, you must give your full attention to the safe operation of your vehicle. Failure to do so may cause you to be cited for inattentive driving. Antique vehicles and street rods. Equipment requirements for antique vehicles and street rods may vary from the requirements for regular passenger vehicles. Please contact ITD in Boise at 208-334-8736 for additional information.